If you're looking for a great place for your annual golf outing, a weekend golf getaway, or just a round of golf with your buddies, then Salt Creek Golf Retreat is just what you're looking for. Centrally located in Nashville, Indiana, just south of Indianapolis and west of Cincinnati, this challenging but fair 18-hole golf course appeals to all skill levels, and its scenic views of rolling hills and tree-lined fairways are sure to make golfing memories for years to come. Owned and operated by former Purdue and New York Giants fullback Randy Manier, Salt Creek Golf Retreat offers stay-and-play packages that include golf and a fully furnished one- or two-bedroom condo. After your round, be sure to stop by the 19th hole sports bar and restaurant for great food, fun, and drinks. Randy and his staff will treat you like family. For more information, log on to saltcreekgolf.com. That's saltcreekgolf.com. Or give them a call at 812-558-5944. Salt Creek Golf Retreat. Start making your golfing memories today. Most folks are familiar with Dan Pastorini's accomplishments on the football field or in race cars. But what most don't know? Dan's family background in the restaurant business. For 37 years, Dan's parents, Dante and Dorothy, owned and operated Pastorini's Longhorn Restaurant. So the Pastorini family has a long history of making great-tasting food from family recipes. Dan and his partners want to bring some of that to you with their Texas-style rub, Texas-style hickory rub, and their garlic and herb seasoning. First introduced back in 2011, Dan's Texas-style rub immediately began winning awards, taking home the first place trophy for best ribs at the Pasadena Livestock Show and Barbecue Cook-Off. They did it again at the 2012 Texas Ranger Wounded Warrior Cook-Off, and the awards just keep on coming. Check out Dan's line of spices online at dpqualityfoods.com. That's dpqualityfoods.com. And take what you put on the grill to a whole new level.
Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you spotlighting this week?
That's a great time of the show, Chris, as usual, and we have to come up with another nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year, and this week I want to talk about Christian Kirksey, the linebacker for the Cleveland Brown, who he truly lives up to his name, Chris. I mean, this is a guy, he's played five seasons in Cleveland, and he's become a team captain already. But what he does off the field is really, really impressive. He's, first of all, Chris, he's very, very huge in the Cleveland area into feeding the feeding people, both the homeless and people that just don't have enough food and to support themselves, really. This is a guy works very closely with the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. And him himself, Chris, has raised more than $250,000 in just a few years. And that came out, and they did the math on the website. It feeds more than 1 million people. 1 million meals came out of the money that he raised individually, Christian Kirksey. And so he's always trying to bring attention to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank, and he's actually enlisted his teammates into the cause, and they have a Taste of the Browns. That's one of the events he's big into. So he's really big with that. He has his own foundation too, Chris, called Kirko Land. That's for local kids in that area in need. He hosts youth football camps. He'll play every year in the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament, which raises funds for these kids. And also with just what he does in the neighborhoods, Chris, this guy will have no problem joining police rides anywhere in Cleveland at any time where he can visit local rec centers with the officers. He mentors kids in after-school programs. Just amazing. And, of course, he's very big on the Brown Salute to Service, which, again, extends appreciation to the military. So these are just a few of the things. You can read more about him, NFL Man of the Year at NFL.com. But, my goodness, he's got to be one of the guys. Well, all of them are very deserving, but this guy goes to the limits to do what he does. So Christian Kirksey, linebacker of the Browns, we salute him tonight.
Yes, we do. What a great story, Bob. That's a guy that doesn't get enough pub, and certainly great for you to find that story and get it out there. You want to talk about a guy doing all kinds of different things to make a positive impact. Boy, he's certainly at the top of the list. Bob, tonight I'm going to put my spotlight on Cardinals defensive back Patrick Peterson and his shop with a jock program that he put out there over Christmas. Back on December the 17th, Bob Peterson, accompanied by some of his teammates, guys including Josh Rosen and Larry Fitzgerald, they took 50 kids from the Roosevelt School District in Phoenix out on a shopping spree. He did it in conjunction with his foundation. It's called Foundation for Success, and he's got a program out there which provides low-income and inner-city youth with opportunities and resources that they probably otherwise wouldn't have. He set up his foundation and the programs within it like he did because he grew up in the same kind of similar circumstances as the kids that he gets involved in those programs. He sees that they don't have the proper tools for success and they don't have the structure or an influential person in their lives to help motivate them, just like he didn't. The evening that he did this shop with a jock program, he started out, gave dinner and got dinner for all of the kids, and then took them to a local Walmart to give them a shopping spree, gave them a $200 gift card. Each kid, all 50 of them, a $200 gift card. And then they had 45 minutes to go in the store and buy whatever they wanted. And each member of the Cardinals that they had with them had 3 to 4 kids with them. And that, you know, they would go in their little team of 3 or 4 and then go in search of the best toys. Who could find the best toys? Who could find the things that they wanted? And not only did the kids have a great time and get, you know, great toys and that sort of thing, but it was a benefit to the players. The players got to go have some fun, got to go be involved with the kids and help them pick out some different things. You know, some of the players were talking about how they sort of had to, you know, get the kids to go look at some of the more expensive toys that they were buying, you know, picking out $3, $4, and $5 things. And they're like, hey, what about an iPad? What about this? What about that? To get them to really start to think a little more, you know, like it was okay. Like you don't have to buy the little $2 and $3 things. You can go buy other things. So they had a great time and it was a great night for those kids and made a very merry Christmas for some kids who otherwise wouldn't have had a great time. Again, these are kids that some of them are orphans. Some of them have no parents. Some of them have parents that have no jobs that were unemployed and weren't going to get to have a Christmas. So he got these kids together and gave them a great holiday season. And then they got to obviously meet a bunch of players as well. So kudos go out to Patrick Peterson for making all of that happen and making a wonderful night for kids that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives and making their Christmas a little brighter, Bob. I thought that was a great thing that Patrick Peterson did.
It is, and we always stress that these guys, again, it has probably more meaning at this time of the year, Chris, but these guys that we mention on this show every week do it all year long, and that's why we continue to mention them. But yes, it all comes down to kids. 99.9% of these guys are talking that we talk about are involved heavily with kids, and it's our future, Chris, and these guys get it. You know, they don't get paid to do that. They don't have to do it, but they do it, and that's we can't stress what they do enough because, as you said, it goes underpublished.
Yeah, it does, and it's the thing that you mentioned a moment ago, Bob. It's the want to. These guys, to your other point, these guys get it, and they have the want to. They don't have to do these things. They want to do these things. They want to make a positive impact out on the community. They want to be positive impacts on these children's lives, and they go do it. So kudos to the guys, certainly tonight, but the guys that we talk about each and every week in our spotlight on the positive side. All right, Bob, time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our sincere thanks again to Mike Pritchard, Tony Collins, Mike Minter, and Eddie Kennison for joining us. And as always, Bob, great spending my Thursdays with you, my friend.
I appreciate that, Chris. And again, all terrific guys. And ending it with Eddie Kennison, it doesn't get any better than that. So it'll vault us to next week. What's happening next week?
Yeah, next week, who do we have scheduled joining us? Well, former CNN sports host and one of our good friends, Van Earl Wright, will be back with us. It's been a minute since Van Earl has been a part of the show. Former Clemson and Steelers linebacker and TNT guest Hall of Famer and new vice president of the South Carolina Sports Hall of Fame, LaVon Kirkland, will be back to join us and talk about the great things that he's going to be doing there at the South Carolina Sports Hall of Fame. Another one of our great friends and another TNT guest Hall of Famer, former Rams, Saints, and Chargers quarterback Jim Everett. Jimmy's got all three of his teams are still alive. So we'll see if how many of those are still alive come next week. But always a good time when we have Jim as part of the show. And of course, Tony Collins will join us to go through our 5-star picks of the week. So looking forward to catching up with all of them and all of you again next week. We want to remind you how to follow us on social media. Well, on Facebook, we've got a page for Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see what our guest schedule looks like and who we've got coming up. And then we link back to our page over on Podbean. And again, we can't thank our friends at Podbean enough for featuring us front and center right there on their mobile app and their NFL fan segment section. Can't thank those guys enough for all of their wonderful support. And folks, if you love listening to podcasts, boy, they've got great podcasts across all genres. So download the Podbean app and you can take us with you everywhere you go on your mobile phone. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. And the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, Chris, have a great week. And our thanks to our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the great job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we thank everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.